wireless back in 52. Lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
All right. Okay, so this list is going to be a weird one. This is One Hit Wonders tonight. So only a band with one hit, obviously. I think everyone knows what a One Hit Wonder is. But if you are a One Hit Wonder, you will be on this list. That last song was Video Killed the Radio Star, which is literally only famous for being the first song played on MTV because that song is hot garbage.
Now, just for everyone at home, who is that by? Because we'll never see that band name again.
The Buggles.
I think
The Buggles. The Buggles.
The Buggles.
B-U-G-G-L-E-S. Yep. This next one's probably more famous and was probably a bigger hit. But the band didn't go anywhere after that.
Which one is this then?
You'll know it. I'm not gonna spoil the surprise. Right. I'm post-announcing all the names here. You're going to recognize the names. We're going to... If you can guess the band, I'll give you 10 points.
Ooh, that's
not you. Not you.
Idea.
You help me choose the bands. That's but to
fair,
the people
that's
listening.
Fair.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we'll get some call-ins.
Yeah,
we'll start distributing 10 points per correct.
We'll do
artist.
10 points per call.
Yeah,
from Sean Connery. Sean Connery will give 10 points for every call. I said I would do Sean Connery's voice, so This is Sean Connery on air.
We're getting a call saying that that is a bad idea.
All right, then we'll stop. But this is also, I do have to say, legally, this is WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. You are listening to Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO 91.5. Yes, we are legally obligated to say that by the federal government. Anyways, this is another one-hit wonder, which I think we are actually legally obligated never to play again. So yeah, good luck on guessing it. All right, so that was The Safety Dance, Men Without Hats. I don't know what happened to their hats. I don't know why it's such a big deal that they didn't have them. But they danced safe, for sure.
And you should, too.
You should, too. Always be safe. It's very important. Next song, again, is this the 90s now, or is this the late 80s?
I think it's still 80s.
All right, well, we're still in the 80s. We've been finding a lot of them, and you think one-hit wonders, and you think of the song that you love, or one that you ironically love. This one's more on that second category. It's true. It's true. You know, and you find them, and you're like, wow, yes, this has to go on. So there's actually this playlist that we have set up is huge. We're not going to get through it. I guess when we're done, maybe at the end we'll read the songs we didn't play.
Yeah, so
some honorable mentions. Because let's be honest, the two we haven't played aren't actually the best one-hit wonders, but we will get to those for you. So again, guess the artist. Let's see who can do it. I'll give you a hint. They weren't blonde. All right. So anyways, this is the next song. And as I said before, the last song was Safety Dance, Men Without Hats. Which I feel like it'd be safer to wear hats. Anyways, here's the next song.
I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, for whatever that means. Into a crisis sometimes when I'm lying in bed, just to get it all out what's in my head. And I am feeling a little peculiar. And so I wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath and I get real high and I scream from the top of my lungs, what's going on?
All right, that song's a jam. Yeah, you got me singing the tail end of it. Well, not really singing, more like mumbling. But it's a classic. We actually did cut it out a few moments early because, like, we can't always, you know, play to the last seconds. But it's a classic.
A lot of songs and not a lot of time.
A lot of songs, not a lot of time. A lot of one-hit wonders. A lot of songs that you would call icons of a generation. This next song is an anti-German war song, anti-nuclear proliferation. Again, guess the band. I'm sure my roommates can. We love this song. Greatest song ever. But anyways, it's a banger. But on top of that, it's very interesting because the band was like, we think it was so successful because everybody got that was an anti-war message. And because everybody understood that, they loved it around the world. It's like, I just thought it had a really catchy chorus and some jamming guitar. This is, by the way, like early 90s, like fall of like the just before the fall of the Berlin Wall. That's like late 80s. But it was like before the fall of the Berlin Wall. This was like, you know, German punk when like Germans were very punky, edgy. You know, they had a lot
brief moment in time.
Brief moment in time when they actually had a personality instead of being robots. And now they are just robots. I don't think I've never met a non-robotic German of the Germans I have met.
Interesting.
Yeah. But it's like everything with them is just so regimented, you know? Laugh at that.
I think compared to you, everything's a little stricter.
Oh, that's true. I come in here and I'm like, so what are we doing today? Anyways, this one's German. I don't know what they were thinking when they tried to say that everybody understood their anti-war message because I don't think everybody in the world speaks German.
Yeah, it certainly didn't give me that impression. I just like the song.
The only lyrics I knew were the chorus and when they say Captain Kirk.
Thank God for that.
You know, like nobody knows the rest of it. No one knows what they're saying. It's like, if you don't know what they're saying, how do you actually know the message? For all I knew, they were singing about like waffles. Yeah, anyways, this is another one-hit wonder. Guess the song. Oh, and the last song, sorry, before I forget, was What's Up by Four Non Blondes. It's like, what's up? Ooh. All right, this is 99 Luftballons. I blew it.
Guess the artist.
Guess the artist. I'm not going to say it.
Das sowas von sowas kommt.
All right, so, ooh, that's loud. I turned up the volume in the studio, and it's quite loud. Okay, anyways, that was 99 Luftballons. Sorry I ruined it before. I just got way too excited, because my goodness do I love that song. It's an absolute banger. Anyways, my my partner in the booth, Spanky Delights, was doing the whole, like, feet like shifty thing. Like, if you watch, I don't know how to explain it, so I'm just gonna say, if you ever watch The Breakfast Club, they do it, and I could never figure out how to do it, so I'm finally gonna learn tonight, so I'm very excited. And that is the greatest dancing scene in any movie, by the way.
Yeah, just breaking the fourth wall a little bit. We had the music going, we were dancing around, just having a good time.
It's an absolute, that song's a jam. It's a classic, it's an icon, and I know my roommate Jake loves it, so.
Ooh, anything for Jake.
Anything for Jake, right? Great kid, great guy. Anyways, I am sorry, though, that I ruined the name part. That was 99 Luftballons by Nina. I should say the name. If you got it, there's another 10 points. If not, that's unfortunate, because I knew the name, so.
Yeah. N-E-N-A.
Yeah, okay, so this next one is also a one-hit wonder, but it's actually a one-hit wonder doing a cover of another artist who wasn't quite a one-hit cover. So I don't know if they actually count as a one-hit wonder in, like, a traditional sense, because they didn't just... This song isn't actually theirs. It's kind of, you know.
I like to. It, in many ways, it feels almost worse. Like, your one really successful hit isn't even your own song.
Yeah, they actually. The thing is, they never even wanted to perform it, and their manager made them, which might be why it's so good, because it's kind of like supposed to be an edgy song, and they were really not happy about doing it. It's a classic again, another 80s hit. So, let's see who can get it.
So you
All right, so that was Come On, Feel the Noise by Quiet Riot. Again, a band you'll never hear of again because, well, they only had one hit, but it was an absolute, like,
wonder,
blow the roof off of your house type hit. It was like, I'm an angry teenager with way too much testosterone, so I don't know what I'm going to do with myself, so, like, go out on the porch and just shred an air guitar and just scream your brains out. It's also a very hypersexual song, I must say.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. I mean, it was originally a Slade song, and it's like more like smooth when they play it, and it's like edgy, but it's kind of like that subdued edgy. It's like
it's kinda, the real Quiet Riot.
Yeah, it's like I'm angry, but I'm not gonna scream it. I'm gonna like mumble it and like play like some really hard bass. You know what I'm saying? You know
it's the real teenage vibe where it's very like you undercutting. Just super rebellious, real subtle though.
Exactly, but then like that's more like my vibe because I'm a loud person.
Yeah,
it's like all these stars. I don't get celebrities who are like, I don't like having the spotlight on me. I feel like being a star would be awesome. That's why I'm coming for Ryan Seacrest. I want that radio star. I'm gonna bring the radio star back. Ryan Seacrest tried. He got kind of close. You know, he's good looking and he produced the Kardashians and that can get you pretty far. But I mean, I feel like he needs more like. He's more personality, maybe even a little controversy. It's like, have you ever heard of pirate radio in like the 80s, 70s?
I must have. I mean, tell me about it.
Okay, so in England, they outlawed like rock and roll when it was early on. And these guys went out to sea with all their radio equipment and ran a radio station off of a boat because they were in international waters and couldn't be stopped. So it was pirate radio. And yeah, that's like what they did. Yeah.
That's pretty incredible. I'm surprised it reaches that far. You have to go 24 miles off the coast in international waters.
Yeah, maybe they weren't in international waters, but I don't think the government was going to try and shut down a ship. I think that was too much effort for them. At that point, they're like, forget it.
Yeah, rock and roll's here to stay.
Rock and roll's here to stay. I mean, it's making a comeback, actually, in the charts, for sure. I mean, rappers, you can see the influence of it now. We're going on to another one-hit wonder. This one... everybody knows, but I bet they don't know the band. Everyone knows the song. Everybody knows the song, but really, who knows the band? I mean, I do, because, again, I know most of these bands, because...
that's why we picked it.
I'm a strange individual. As my mother says, idiot savant. Shout out, mother.
That's real love.
Yeah, you know it is. So this one, I'll say the name, because you know it. It's Come On Eileen, but if you can tell me the band, I'll give you a lot of points.
So many points. All the points I'm legally allowed to give you, I would give you.
Exactly. I mean, Spanky here didn't even know it.
I had no idea. I've been naming all of these bands left and right. Come On, Eileen. Absolutely stump me.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Buckle up. We'll be right back.
Oh, believe me for those endearing young chums that I gaze on so fondly.
All right, so that was, as I promised, Come On Eileen, and as I said, you would know. The band Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Ooh, it's on the tip of my tongue, I swear.
Yeah, sure. Whatever you say, champ. Fun fact at the end there with Billy, apparently my great-grandmother's nickname. I heard some crazy stories this weekend, so I just had to share. Yeah.
Really enjoying yourself.
Yeah, you know, it's always great when you learn more about the family. I can't share. I don't know if my family, in general, I don't think anything my family does is actually radio-friendly. We're some would call us insane, others would call us just
unconventional.
Strange. Unconventional, I think, is a good word for it. Unconventional. All right, I believe it's public service announcement time. I believe that our 1920s ghost is here.
Yeah, he's manifesting right beside me. Oh, God, here he comes. When visiting a national park, seeing a black bear can be a thrill. But if that bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. You can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented products, such as toothpaste, in a bear-proof container. Your car's trunk, or high in a tree. Learn more online at f-s.usda.gov/nfsnc. This message is a public service of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station. Brought to you by WMFO. We care about bears. And you.
I think we care more about the bears. Bears are mad cool, dude.
I definitely care more about the bears.
Bears are so cool.
We love you all for listening. We really appreciate it. But man, if you were a bear, I would love you four times as much.
I wonder how many we have. We should check. All 10 of you for listening.
Wow. How many are bears? Do we get the numbers?
I hear there's 36 bears listening in Yosemite to me right now.
That's very thoughtful.
Yes, I am known as the bear whisperer professionally.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
I didn't know you could whisper.
No, I can't whisper. People always yell me inside voices, but I'm like, this is my inside voice. I'm just a loud person, you know? It's just how it is. All right, we're moving on with the music. Also, bear bagging. Great idea.
Excellent idea.
Yeah, don't get eaten. Don't be a bear snack.
Yeah, because we are quite tasty.
Yeah, as always, you know, you should just eat the Teddy Grahams. Don't let the Teddy Grahams eat you.
Ooh, words to live by.
Words to live by. Or, you know, gummy bears it works with too, but Teddy Grahams are way better, especially the chocolate ones.
True.
Chocolate Teddy Grahams were
all I've ever needed.
Oh my God, the best. Yep. I'm pretty sure that they're just graham crackers, but they taste so much better when they're shaped like little bears.
Yeah. Do you know the fun story about graham crackers?
Yeah, they were invented in my town.
Oh, very interesting.
Come at me down the street. Come at me. Huh. My town also had the first cigarette factory in America.
Oh.
And the first preacher to go on he was a preacher, but he also did health stuff. And he was one of the first people in the country to warn about the dangers of smoking. So we really threw a 180 in there real quick.
Yeah.
We were like, so my town grows a lot of tobacco, where I grew up. Connecticut has the best shade leaf and broadleaf tobacco, which is used to wrap like tobacco from Cuba and the South. But like Cuban cigars won't be wrapped in, it uses a different type of tobacco for the wrapper, and that's what we grew. And like because of that, obviously the wrapper is the last part put on, so the processing plants would want to be as close as possible to that. So the first tobacco like major factory in America to create cigarettes was in my town.
Very interesting.
Yes, 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 yes.
I was thinking more of the story behind the graham cracker, how it was originally meant to suppress sexual urges.
Yeah. I know.
It was meant to be so darn bland, but I love them.
Everyone loves them. Everyone loves them. Do you want some more?
All I want are some graham crackers.
Wait, actually, isn't s'more like a trademarked phrase by like the Girl Scouts?
Oh, I didn't know that.
I know the Girl Scouts invented it. It's like, you know, you want some more, s'more.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, you always have to say s'more. I don't like when people say some more. Like it's
no, you can't say, you can't pause it. It's
no,
a
it's s'more. S'more. It's a s'more.
It's a s'more.
But like, my question is that a trademark term?
Ooh, I hope not, because I've been saying it on air multiple times at this point.
S'mores and s'mores and s'mores.
Ooh, that's a smorgasbord of s'mores.
I think I've been saying s'more some s'more.
Ooh, I would like to hear some more One Hit Wonders.
All right, this is, I'm not going to spoil this one. You're going to have to wait 2 seconds for me to hit play.
And then you'll know it instantly.
And then you'll know it. Yeah, here we go. Again, 10 points to the guessers.
She stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, now, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait, oh, hesitate, let's move. Home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game, baby? Are you trying to put me in shame? I said, slow, don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love. Love above. Now you're trying to trick me in love.
All right, so that was And Now I Will Say It, All Right Now by Free, which, interesting fact.
Yeah, so that may sound familiar.
The voice.
Yeah, that lead guitarist, that's Paul Rodgers. And after having this breakout hit in All Right Now, he has a couple years more with Free and then just says, you know what, I think I can do better. He and the drummer, Simon Kirk, they just up and leave, and they become the front men for Bad Company, a band you've definitely heard of. They go touring with Queen, they go touring with...
Or you didn't hear of them because you lack musical appreciation.
Yeah, I would be shocked if you knew Free and then you didn't somehow know Bad Company. That would be shocking to me.
Okay, well, anyways. So then do they count as a one-hit wonder? The band's a one-hit wonder, but...
The band is a one-hit wonder.
But the individuals are not.
Yeah, and I think that's a fair... I think that's a fair line to draw.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Because together they were only a one-hit wonder. Yeah. Does that mean that if a band goes through different lineups, each lineup can then be considered a one hit?
Ooh.
Because that's kind of the argument.
How drastic it is. Because, I mean, like, you're looking at, like, maybe Genesis, like, the change in Paul Simon and Phil Collins kind of stuff. Like, that might not be as big a difference. Like, it drastically changes the band, but they're still Genesis.
Mm. But it's like, some bands completely switch rotations by the end.
True.
Like, the Eagles... were only around for like 7 years. They only released 5 albums, and on the last album, I think they only had like one of the original members or something.
Yeah.
Like, they really switched, but it's like, granted...
It's still the same artist name. They're still the Eagles.
But it's none of the same people.
Yeah, so and I think that's where I'll draw it. I think it's the artist name.
All right, that's fair.
I think it's the band, it's the group.
But they aren't even the same group. They aren't the same people, they aren't the same artists. Their sound changed drastically.
They've taken the masthead. Right.
All right. Yeah.
They're like, taking up the mantle that is the Eagles.
All right. That's fair.
Waving that around, even if it sounds totally wrong, that's fine.
Yeah. Maybe.
I don't know if it's fine, but it still counts as an Eagles song.
Yeah. I guess it's like Zuckerberg one day is going to be gone, and someone else will be in charge of Facebook.
Yeah. And it'll still be Facebook.
It'll still be Facebook. That's fair.
I think we're entering some Theseus ship territory. We're gonna have to abort now.
Abort what now?
Getting some Theseus ship territory. It's gonna be too philosophical.
Okay.
Ontological discussions. We don't need to do.
This is too deep for our radio audience, obviously. If you're still listening
it's not even midnight.
Although, if you listen to the radio, you're probably quite sophisticated because you clearly haven't caught up with television yet, so you must probably read a lot too.
Ooh.
Because, as we all know from our first song, video did kill the radio star.
Very true.
This song is still a part of pop culture today, this next one. Seamless transition, by the way. That was incredible.
That was really artful.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyways, I just... Forget transitions.
Watch out, Ryan Seacrest.
What's the point of transitions? All you're doing is wasting time. People want to get to the music and hear the fun stuff. Anyways, this song's still a part of pop culture. I saw a commercial where they made a strong reference to it the other day. Really, the only part you're going to know is the hook. So after that, you're not going to care anymore. It has like the most famous hook ever and nothing else. So this is, again, I'm not going to spoil it till after.
Ooh, that's so thoughtful.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends. But, you know, who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay? I mean, her butt is just so big. I can't believe it's just so round. It's like out there. I mean, gross. Look. She's just so black.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny that when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, cause you notice that butt was stuffed. Deep in the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh baby, I wanna get whipped up and take your picture. My homeboy's trying to warn me, but that butt you got makes
me so horny.
Ooh, rump a smooth skin. You say you wanna get in my bins? Well, use me, cause you ain't that average groupie. I seen her dancing to hell with romance, and she's sweat, wet, got it going like a turbo vet. I'm tired of magazines saying flat butts all the thing. Take the average black man and ask him that. She gotta pack much back. So, fellas,
yeah,
fellas,
yeah,
has your girlfriend got your butt?
Hell
tell
yeah.
Her, shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake
it,
shake that healthy butt. Baby got bad
late with the open booty.
Baby got back
with the open booty. Oh, 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 oh.
All right, so we're going to cut that song out early. Just because, honestly, I don't want to listen to it. I can't stand it. I mean, we're on Harbor Hours. I can play essentially anything. But that song's awful. It's just
so bad.
It's so bad. It's so dumb that it became so famous. The hook made it famous. And then, you know, so did the chorus. But it's just such a bad song. Like, it's just so... Oh, my God. It's so
you know, it just really gets me sprung.
Please don't ever say that again. Don't say that again. Do not say that again. That's so bad. Actually, I had to change the next song up because I changed it from... There's a song called Funky Cold Medina, which is a great one-hit wonder. And not... It's still kind of like on the same track, but it's less inappropriate and more just kind of... It's more goofy. But it's a great song. But it's like, you know, don't drink that funky cold Medina. It's a type of drink. But we're not going to play that. I don't think we have time. We have 9 minutes left. 3 songs. Might get there.
We're getting a call.
Are we getting a call? I don't see anything flashing. Oh, we are. We are getting a call. This is a first. Somebody, you want to answer that phone? We aren't going to put them on air right away, though. Hello? Should we put them on air? Hello? Yeah, it's probably from the downstairs. Go downstairs. All right, well, the call went off air, so that's nice. Not really nice, but whatever. The next song, anyways, and now I'm solo in the booth. We had to let somebody in. Doing good work out here. The next song is... Well, right, I'm not going to spoil it. Well, I will. It's Mamba Number 5 by Lou Bega. I don't think anyone was going to get the name of the artist. Mambo's number 1 through 4 clearly just didn't work out.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo Number 5.
The car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really bag you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fly, it's all good. Let me simply singing the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see, a little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary all night long, a little bit of Jessica, here I am, a little bit of you makes me your man. Jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your head to the sound, put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one step right. One to the front and one to the side. Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it. A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see, a little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary all night long, a little bit of Jessica, here I am, a little bit of you makes me your man. A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see, a little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary all night long, a little bit of Jessica, here I am, a little bit of you makes me your man. I do all
So that was Mambo Number 5 by Lou Bega, who had 8 mambos. He made 8 of them. And you've only ever heard of one of them. So, I mean, what's 1 divided by 8? I'm not in math mode right now, but it's not the best, right? It's 12.5%. I mean, that's like not even a good batting average for a baseball player, and baseball players only need to be successful 3 out of every 10 times. They only need to be 30% successful to be considered a great baseball player. And this guy was batting 125. He would have been sent down to the minors if he was a baseball player. I mean, he did get lucky that one mambo hit, but I guess for a musician, that's all you need, right? To be a lasting name or icon of some sort, because I've seen him in commercials too recently. It's very weird. They're bringing back all the old one-hit wonders. Anyways, this next one is the ultimate one-hit wonder song. This man is also not American, similar to how Nena was not Nena, N-E-N-A, from 99 Luftballoons. And similar to them, he is also a phenom in his own country and completely unsuccessful here. But he was huge for this one song, so this is actually, I'll just say it again because I don't know if I'm going to have time. This is Gangnam Style by PSY, Psy, however you say his name. But yeah, most listened to song ever, arguably, maybe, I don't know. Probably not, but at the time I remember it was breaking some sort of record on YouTube, which is crazy how popular it became. Especially because the lyrics, when they're translated, are worse than Baby Got Back.
Oppan Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. 낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자, 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자, 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자, 그런 반전 있는 여자. 너는 선어해, 낮에는 너만큼 따사로운 그런 선어해. 커피식기도 전에 원샷 때리는 선어해. 밤이 오면 심장이 터져버리는 선어해. 그런 선어해. 아름다워, 사랑스러워. 그래 너, hey. 그래 바로 너, hey. 아름다워, 사랑스러워. 그래 너, hey. 그래 바로 너, hey. 지금부터 갈 때까지 가볼까. 오빤 강남 스타일. Yeah, 한 여자 그런 감각적인 여자.